This is program number LW2590. Having trouble sleeping? Are you an insomniac? Hi, this is Larry West. I doubt if it will help, but I can tell you you're not alone. Just about 45 million Americans regularly suffer from insomnia, and just about three times that many more have a problem, though not so severe, getting a good night's sleep themselves. Doctors tell us that insomnia is one of the most frequently cited medical complaints they hear. And you know, it's strange. We have split the atom, we've rocketed a man to the moon, and yet we're a long way off from even knowing what sleep is. Doctors and scientists are having a hard time agreeing upon it, and in addition to that, they can't agree on how to tell us how to best get it. Ever counted sheep? Well, some psychologists say that's the thing to do, but others say it's not. Those tell us that counting sheep just make us more anxious, and that it flat keeps us awake. There have been all kinds of gimmicks, inventions given to us to help us to go to sleep. If noise distracts you, did you know, for example, that you can buy a window noise repeller for just a little over $200? It helps to keep the noise out. Or maybe you'd like to buy a custom-made, soundproofed bed for just under $2,000. If, on the other hand, silence is the problem, then you can buy a selection of records called environments. On them are hours of soothing, vaguely outdoorsy sounds. Or you can buy a record that has on it things like the noise of an air conditioner or a television set. There's even a Japanese sleep-inducing pillow. You know what it does? It's equipped with a tiny electronic device that produces a monotonous sound like that of raindrops. I was spending the night with some friends out of town once, and they told me, both husband and wife, they just couldn't go to sleep without the sound of their little oscillating fan. Now, this just so happened to be during some winter months, so you know what they did? They simply turned the fan toward the wall, turned it on, and went to sleep. Maybe you have a little trick of your own that helps. There have been fellows throughout history who have taken advantage of insomniacs. A man named Norman Dine made a career out of selling things to insomniacs himself. He once designed what he called an ocean bed, which consisted of an expensive fiberglass bathtub in which the sleeper floated in 100-degree Fahrenheit water. He also invented a bed containing a massage unit, a device that generated lulling sounds, a source of tranquilizing ultraviolet radiation. It had a record that spoke soothing words and mechanisms for regulating the temperature. It will even change the position of the sleeper. Can you believe that? I don't know if it's true anymore or not, but at one time you could dial a number in New York and a voice, a gentle voice, would come on and say, "Hello there, this is your lullaby lady. I'm so sorry you can't sleep." In ancient Rome, some upper-class insomniacs would curl up in adult-sized cradles and be rocked to sleep by their yawning slaves, who, many of them, had sleeping problems of their own. I recently heard of a housewife in Virginia who can fall asleep only to the hum of her hairdryer. Well, we could go on and on. A lot of us have our own tricks, don't we, of getting to sleep. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Got something for you to think about. In fact, think about seriously. It just might help. Think about this. You can't fight God all day and expect to curl up in his lap at night. You just can't. But when you've walked with him all day, as best friends do, then wow, what peace of mind. It's Jesus Christ himself, you know, who said, "Come unto me, all ye that weary and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest." That's true in this life, as it's certainly true in the life with him that is to come. I've written a pamphlet that discusses how we come to Jesus. It's called, "What is the Gospel?" I hope you're interested. What is the gospel? I think it will help, even to sleep better. What is the gospel? Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.